me psychoanalyze you. You're stupid. I need to have negative thoughts to keep me safe from the saber-toothed tiger that's gonna pop out and eat me as soon as I step out of my cave. Humans were pretty fucked up, but there's beauty in that imperfection. Hello, hello. What is up, Floodsters? Welcome back. It's another day. It's another motherfucking day here in Boulder, Colorado, coming to you once again from Basement Studio. Well, I had a morning. I've been supposed to go to ketamine for like the last week, but because of various circumstances, me being sick, then her being sick, I haven't gone. And I did go today because I thought I had an appointment, but then it turns out she has COVID and I didn't realize she had texted me to tell me that it was not on. So I drove all the way down to Denver for nothing and I was disappointed because my sanity needs ketamine these days. The depression feels so much better when I've done the ketamine and now it's been 10 days and I'm without it and I'm sad. But I got over my disappointment, and fortunately, I do have therapy today so I can get out of some of my frustration there. Besides that, we are 6 days away from Alex most likely arriving, although we have not received his passport back yet from the embassy with the stamp that he needs to get into the U.S. But hopefully it's gonna come tomorrow or Saturday or Monday. And if it doesn't come Monday, we'd be delaying this flight a little bit. That'll be a bummer. But for my mental sake, I'm still counting it as 6 days. Anyway, besides that, I'm just keeping myself busy so that I don't count down the hours till he arrives. I picked up piano. I got myself a keyboard on Amazon and I've been plunking away on that thing and I've been fucking enjoying it. I have not played piano or any instrument or even read music in like 15 years, probably since right after high school. So it's been interesting. I had taught myself a bit of piano when I was in high school, a little bit of guitar. I played violin through ninth grade. I did choir through 12th grade and a cappella, so I am familiar with music, although it's never been a forte of mine. Pun definitely intended. If you know, you know. So yeah, I think it's just good for my brain to be focusing on something like piano. It makes you think, it makes your hands move, there's a little coordination going on, and it's good for the ADHD. Let's see, besides that, I don't know, not that much is going on. I was on this whole kick a couple of weeks ago about getting real healthy and cutting down this and cutting out that and reducing meds and not drinking and blah, blah, blah. And that was great. But then I had a little bit of a slip up for like a week and I kind of swung heavy in the other direction. I ate nothing but like cereal and pasta for like a week. And I imbibed maybe a little bit too much. Now I'm just trying to get back on track, one small step at a time. And this is what leads me to the topic for today. I was thinking about the butterfly effect. And how does that relate to what I just said about making changes in your life? I was thinking about how the butterfly effect, you can use that theory to make larger changes in your life. Because I know it's the time of year when everybody be trying to fucking make some change. The gym is busy as fuck until like, I don't know how long people usually stick to their resolutions. Maybe 6 weeks at most. I'm not really one to do resolutions, as I've mentioned on here before. For New Year's anyway, I make resolutions. Whenever the goddamn hell I like to make a resolution, I decide to make a resolution. But I have learned, based off my personality, but this probably goes for a lot of people, that I do not do well when I make these huge fucking commitments. And then bam, overnight, I'm trying to change some shit. That was hard to say, change some shit. It's a good tongue twister. Anyway, I have been thinking about a more productive way to make changes in your life and how it's possible to maintain these resolutions, because you're probably hitting a low. We're like a couple weeks into January and you're thinking, oh my God, do I have to do this the rest of my life? This is miserable. How do I keep doing this? How am I going to maintain this, etc., you know? So, as I mentioned, this is all going to relate back to the butterfly effect. Now, if you know what the butterfly effect is, besides a weird-ass movie with Ashton Kutcher from like the early fucking 2000s, the butterfly effect is that idea that a butterfly fucking flaps its wings in Brazil and then a man in Tennessee farts because of the butterfly flapping its wings and then there's a fucking tornado or some shit like that. I don't really fucking know exactly what the analogy is, but it's something to do with a butterfly flapping its wings and then something bigger happening as it triggers a series of events that could lead to potentially something much bigger. You get the point. The whole idea of the butterfly effect is that a very small instance can occur and that thing can unleash a series of events that can cause something much bigger to happen within systems. How do you apply this to your everyday life, you might ask? Well, you've figured out what the fuck I'm going to say at this point. Now, it's important to relate this back to the butterfly effect to see how when we make very small changes, changes that we think are minuscule and pointless and not really the ultimate goal, it's important to see that even in nature, even in the world, something small can lead to a big reaction. That's why start out with the smallest fucking change you can make. You can identify the big goal, but you can make a small fucking change. And that change is gonna compound on itself to make the bigger outcome occur. Okay? So let's say you want to start fucking eating vegetables. This is always the example I get because it's the one I struggle with so much. Instead of fucking diving right in and eating vegetables at every freaking meal and getting sick as fuck of them and getting tired, you're just gonna eat like one bloody carrot a day or some shit. Something fucking small. And let your mind, let your body, let your soul adjust to the carrot. And don't overwhelm your system with like a completely new habit, because that's hard on us mentally. It feels more taxing, it feels more difficult than if something just gradually becomes a habit. And it can even happen that the gradual change can occur naturally without even having to force it, without having to plan every single step between one carrot and vegetables at every meal. It can just happen. But maybe you do have to do some planning. Maybe it's one carrot a day, two carrots a day, three carrots a day, whatever. The point is just to focus on very fucking small steps. So if you dove straight into your resolutions this year and you're finding yourself in a fucking 2.5 week slump mid-January, it's okay to backtrack. It's okay to reevaluate your approach and start smaller, to go backward a little bit. Because even if you go backward one step, it was two steps forward, one step back. That's still a step in the right direction. And that's happened to me a lot lately. Like I cut down on some of my meds and then I wasn't fucking sleeping. So I had to go back on some of my meds, but I'm still one medication down and it's still fucking progress. And I've been working on this idea for going to the gym. Like, I am so stubborn about this. It is so hard for me. I don't know if it's an ADHD thing or what, to just like slowly take steps towards something that I want. I like convince myself, because I have zero patience, that I have to do it fucking fast, all in or nothing. But the thing I'm working on now when it comes to the gym is that I am not able to squat or do deadlifts, which are two very great exercises. If you go to the gym, they make you feel badass, like fucking, you know, deadlifting with a giant barbell. You feel like a badass, and squatting too. But I cannot do those exercises because I've had a chronic back pain problem for a long time, and nothing aggravates my pain more than squatting and deadlifts. So they're pretty much cut out of my routine. where I'm going is that I am wanting to achieve that goal because my back has been a little better. So as tempting as it is to fucking try to squat a ton of weight, it's not a good idea. It's really not. So I need to start fucking small as it can get. That's just a couple of body weight only squats and deadlifts until my body adjusts, until my back adjusts and builds strength and gets used to the movement, and then slowly build on that until eventually I reach my goal of fucking deadlifting and squatting like a badass. So remember when you are feeling like you're gonna give up on your fucking resolutions, you don't have to give up. You might have to take one step backward and reevaluate your approach and scale it down a little bit, but you can still move forward. You can still fucking move forward. You just need a little fucking patience and to remember that motherfucking butterfly flapping its wings in fucking Brazil and Tom in Tennessee taking a fart and then the fucking tornado in Tennessee, okay? Alrighty, folks, as always, you can reach out to me at perfectlyflawedcast@gmail.com or hit me up on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram at perfectlyflawedcast. Bye.